Donald Trump was in Baltimore Monday afternoon to deliver a speech to the National Guard Association of the United States. Trump promised the group that if elected, he would support military growth and defeat ISIS. But as WIPR's Rachel Bay reports, Trump did not offer specifics on how he would accomplish those goals, and instead devoted most of his speech to criticizing Hillary Clinton.
Trump spent a few minutes at the beginning and end of his speech praising the National Guard and offering a broad look at his ideas on military and foreign policy.
We will empower our generals to do the job they were hired to do, and that begins with defeating and destroying ISIS. My plan calls for a major rebuilding of the entire military.
But the bulk of his speech was devoted to responding to comments Democrat Hillary Clinton made at a fundraiser on Friday.
To just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
Trump said these comments show Clinton's arrogance.
After months of hiding from the press, Hillary Clinton has revealed her true thoughts. That was her true thoughts. She revealed herself to be a person who looks down on the proud citizens of our country as subjects for her rule.
Outside the convention center where Trump spoke, crowds of Trump and Clinton supporters faced off on opposing street corners.
Who moves against the inhumane people of this society? This is a murder.
Baltimore City resident Wendy Stewart was there to show her support for Trump. She wore a Trump 2016 button just below the bottom edge of her blue headscarf.
I like the fact that he is not one to stand down or cower in the face of another country maybe trying to belittle us or just laugh at any proposals we have to try to sanction them like North Korea.
Stewart said she's a recent convert to Islam. She was a Trump supporter before she converted, and she still is now. She said she is not deterred by promises Trump has made in the past about keeping Muslims out of the country.
I think I understand where he's getting at with there's a lot of Muslims and they're coming from this country. We need to tackle ISIS, and it's just not being done. It's not like he's going to round up all the Muslims and say, okay, all you guys have to leave. I really don't believe that's going to happen.
The loudest profanity-laden chants came from the anti-Trump crowds. Baltimore City resident Michael White said he was frustrated with some of his fellow Trump protesters.
I think that the less that we can curse and say disparaging things about the supporters of Trump, the more that we can talk about things that are important to us, really.
Democratic members of Maryland's congressional delegation took the opportunity of Trump's speech in Baltimore to criticize the GOP presidential nominee's own word choice. Congressman Elijah Cummings said Trump has cultivated division across the country.
He's just about offended every ethnic group in our nation and in the world and said very unfortunate and sad things about women. I don't see how you become the commander-in-chief, an effective commander-in-chief, if you don't respect the very people you're supposed to be commanding.
Cummings urged voters not to reward Trump for what he said was bullying. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.